Welcome to the Legal Aid Board podcast. This is Donal Reddington. I'm joined today by Nuala Egan, a member of the Legal Aid Board and also chair of our appeals committee. You're very welcome, Nuala.
Thanks very much, Donal. Morning to you.
So can you tell us about your background and how you became involved with the Legal Aid Board?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I'm from Dublin myself, and I did a law degree then in UCD and went over to London, did a master's in human rights and development. I came home, studied at the King's Inns to become a barrister. And during those early years, and when I started practicing, I did a few different jobs to tide me over. I worked in the researcher as a researcher in the Law Reform Commission, and I lectured down in Galway at NUIG and in Trinity. And then I was really, really fortunate that when I was a while at the bar, I started getting work that I was really interested in. Started out doing refugee and immigration law and various types of cases involving children, children in the criminal process, and then kids who are in need of services and who had additional needs or behavioural difficulties themselves, or as well kids who are going into the care process. So there was a wide variety of stuff, and a lot of that work came from solicitors in the Legal Aid Board that I was working with. So then 2017, I saw the ad and I went for it, and very fortunately I'm here, and I'm still here.
Very good. So within the Legal Aid Board, you have a very specific role as part of what's called the Appeals Committee. Can you tell me a little bit about the composition of that committee and how many members there are, and how do they develop their skills for their work on that particular committee?
Yeah, sure thing. Yeah, as you say, I'm the chairperson now. I was a regular member before that, and I've been a chair, I think, since maybe 2019. And there's a quorum of four of us, so there has to be four of us at every meeting, but we try and sit with five, and there has to be at least two practicing lawyers and two lay people and in every quorum, and that's how we work, and it works very well, that mixture of legal thinking and a lay perspective, because it gives a broader perspective which in my experience works for the benefit of the client anyway. And in terms of developing our skills, we do get training at the outset. There's training into the criteria that we can take account of when we're making decisions. I mean, the criteria is set out basically in the Civil Legal Aid Act, the 1995 Act, which governs the Legal Aid Board and the regulations that are made under that. So we do training in relation to that. And then we also do training in relation to specific areas of law that we might come across in the course of our meetings and that we have to make decisions on, so that we're sufficiently trained to make those decisions.
I see. And can you tell me, you know, for the purpose of somebody who mightn't be all that familiar, what does the committee do?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I suppose I can give you a short answer, which is that we hear appeals from decisions of Legal Aid Board staff, certain board staff, and what we would call the executive of the board. And by and large, those decisions relate to a refusal to grant a legal aid certificate. And if you want to get legal aid from the Legal Aid Board, you have to have that certificate. That's the short answer. We hear appeals from refusals to grant a legal aid certificate by and large. The shorter answer, if you can give me the time to give you a longer explanation, say you had a legal issue, Donal, and that was troubling you. You wanted to go to court with it, or you had to defend proceedings. Now, and you thought, well, you'd approach one of our law centres around the country. You can either, nowadays, you can either apply online for it, or you can go into your law centre and indicate to one of the staff in there that you're looking for legal advice and legal aid. And if you want to get legal aid, you have to go through an application process. And there's basically two-stage process. In the law centre, first of all, the staff will go through the financial criteria process. In order to get legal aid, you have to have an income below a certain threshold. And basically, you have to earn less than 18,000 per annum. So the staff in the law centre will take your details about your income. They'll ask you about your certain allowable allowances, expenses that you have. And then they'll consider if you meet the requirements. In other words, if your income is less than 18,000 a year. And then if you do satisfy that income threshold, you go on to stage two, which is sort of determined in the head office by our executive staff. And that is, do you, okay, so you've satisfied the financial threshold. Does your case have enough merit? Do you meet what we call the merit criteria? So it doesn't have to be that we're satisfied that the case will win, but is it a case that if a person were paying for it out of their own income, would they bring it themselves? And that is, in a very broad and general nutshell, the test that's applied when people are, when the staff are considering the merits criteria. And they decide that in head office with having regard to the views of a person's solicitor, etc. And so you have to satisfy both of those hurdles generally to get legal aid. So if you fall at the first hurdle, in other words, your income is over 18,000, you can either review that and say, well, I've got more information now, my salary has changed, I have more expenses or whatever, and you review that back to the staff, or you can appeal it and then that comes to us. Or secondly, if you do satisfy the income threshold, but nonetheless the staff or the executive are saying, well, I don't think you satisfy the merits criteria, you're unhappy with that, you can review it if you've more information. Or if you want to appeal it, you come to us. So we start the process again in terms of a fresh hearing before us. And that's basically it. We're sent a file of papers and between the five of us, we give a consideration, we reach a decision.
I see. So it's quite involved. And tell me, how often would the committee meet and how many appeals would you typically deal with at each meeting?
Yeah, well, we meet every month except August. So we've 11 appeal committee meetings penciled in the diary every year. And then generally there'll be a few emergency appeal meetings. They'll pop up because somebody, a prospective client, has got a court hearing, they need legal aid obviously for that, or the statute of limitations is about to expire and so the case has to be, proceedings have to be ready and issued soon. So they can't wait till the next month to have the hearing. We'll have an emergency hearing and we might have 3-4 of them every year. So I would say on average we've about 14 or 15 a year. And on top of that then, how many files? That can vary a lot. I would say normally it's sort of the high teens, low 20s. We have, I was asking the secretary there of the committee, we've gone up to 30 a few times. And then last month we had actually the lowest we ever had, we had 9. But I'd say if you average them out, they're sort of somewhere between 18, 20, 21 every month.
So I imagine some of the meetings can go on for quite a while.
Yeah, keeps us out of trouble, yeah.
So what case subject matter and types of decisions from the executive of the Legal Aid Board would tend to come before the committee?
There is a perception out among some people that the Legal Aid Board is all about family law. And there's no doubting that is a reasonable percentage of what of the legal advice or legal aid, that is given by the Legal Aid Board. But really, the range of work is much broader than that. And I wouldn't say not all human life is there, but many shades of it. Obviously, first of all, it's all civil. We don't do criminal law at all. And then there are certain areas that we're not allowed to cover. We don't do defamation, licensing. We don't deal with matters interest in or over land. So those type of things we can't, because of the statute, we can't deal with. But really, there's a wide variety of stuff. Like we very often have medical negligence matters, personal injuries. We also run the Awalia scheme. The board runs the Awalia scheme, which is where somebody is personally insolvent, trying not to lose their home. They might seek a court review to get a personal insolvency arrangement that they've prepared to get it approved. We have judicial review. We'd have employment. So we really have a wide variety of things coming before us.
I see. And finally, in a general sense, could you describe for our listeners what you have learned from your time on the committee?
What I've learned, I think I've learned a lot, Donal. First of all, I suppose I would say what I've just said there is that there is such a variety of work being done within your law centre, every law centre around the country, really a wide variety of legal issues being considered. What I would also say, and I'd have to say, is that that not only the variety of work, but there's a quality of work being done as well. As I said, we get files prepared for us for each appeal that comes before us. And we see the solicitor's input, we see the office staff input, and it's a very high calibre of work. Sometimes as well, there's counsel's opinion. But we see a commitment in those files to providing the best services possible for their clients. So that is another issue that you really get to see. A third issue that I would have to say that I've learned a lot about is about our financial eligibility criteria, in the sense that people, sometimes we'd have appeals for people who earn a little bit over 18,000 per annum. And it is very hard to see them not getting legal aid, these people who are on a very tight financial bind. But under the statute we have and regulations, we have no discretion. Once you have 18,000, we cannot give it. And that's very hard. But the board, the Legal Aid Board itself, has made its concerns about this limit known. And this has been in place for over 11 years now. And it is £3,000 less than the income threshold for criminal legal aid. So I learn and I see the impact that this threshold has on issues of access to justice for some people who may not be able to afford lawyers of their own. And we are always anxious on the board to enhance our ability to ensure access to justice for people who need it. And of course, to get better budgetary allocations for ourselves in order to enable us to provide those services to people. What I'm really saying is, to me, you can get statistics and matrices and statistics about poverty and the impact of poverty all you like, but for me, there's nothing like hearing a person's individual story, the way you get it in an appeal hearing. I know it's on the papers by and large, but we get to see a story, a snippet of people's lived experiences when they come before us, or when their case comes before us for an appeal. And it really reminds you why our solicitors, why our admin staff get up every day and go to work and do the work that they do, go over and above the call of duty to do what they do. It really reminds you that the Legal Aid Board and its staff at all levels perform a really important function, and that in doing the work, that they're dealing with people who are often very vulnerable, and in doing their work, they're making their lives that bit better. So it really, I'm really, really grateful to be on the Appeal Committee, because it reminds you who's at the heart of the reason for the board's existence.
I see. Thank you very much for that. It's been very, very interesting and very illuminating as to the work that the Appeals Committee does and the challenges that it faces. So can I just express my appreciation for you taking your time today to join us and to explain your role and the work that you do.
Thanks very much, Donal. Thanks for your patience with my technological limitations. Thank you. All right.
We hope our listeners have enjoyed our podcast. We hope to join you again soon. But for now, thank you and goodbye.